USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is formally moving ahead with debate on a sweeping stimulus package. Democrats having to clear a procedural hurdle to get it there, and it passed 51-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie between Democrats and Republicans. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson requesting the entire bill be read out loud.
Rural health care, Section 1003, Pandemic Program Administration Funds, Section 1004, funding for the USDA, Office of Inspector General.
After the bill is read in its entirety, there will then be 20 straight hours of debate. The Pacific Tsunami Center is issuing a tsunami watch for Hawaii. Hawaiians being urged to be ready to evacuate as waves could begin roaring onto the islands this afternoon. This comes as an 8.1 earthquake shook near New Zealand this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is hitting back at President Biden for saying it was Neanderthal thinking for him to lift the mask requirement in his state. Governors in Mississippi, Montana, and Iowa have also recently lifted mandates requiring masks in their state. Pushing back on all those governors, Dr. Anthony Fauci believes this is not the right time to be lifting restrictions.
I don't know why they're doing it, but it certainly, from a public health standpoint, is ill-advised. It just is inexplicable why you would want to pull back now. I understand the need to want to get back to normality, but you're only going to set yourself back if you just completely push aside the public health guidelines.
That audio courtesy of CNN, President Biden is approving a disaster declaration for North Carolina. The order sets the stage for federal assistance. The Tar Heel State was hit hard by Tropical Storm Etta in November. Nearly 20 counties were affected. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will not be releasing its guidance for vaccinated Americans on Thursday as originally planned, according to senior administration officials. When it comes to vaccinations, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is putting seniors at the front of the line.
And my view is if you're 65 and up, I'm not worried about your income bracket. I'm worried about your age bracket, because it's the age, not the income, that shows the risk. And so if they were able to go in a community that is heavily senior and vaccinate people, that's very, very good.
As inoculations ramp up, Americans are eager to return back to normal. And while CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky has repeatedly said the country needs to remain vigilant, the draft advice is going to offer Americans a glimmer of hope that the United States is headed in the right direction. Major League Baseball is set to honor one of the best ever suit up with a permanent day on the league's schedule. The first ever Lou Gehrig Day will be held on June 2nd throughout the league. Along with honoring the New York Yankees legend, the league is trying to raise awareness and money to battle ALS, the disease that took the Hall of Famer's life and is informally known as Lou Gehrig's disease. A second General Motors manufacturing plant may be coming to the United States. The additional facility would reportedly focus on producing batteries for electric vehicles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.